From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for June 18, 2013. This has been the most unusual growing year that rice producers in the three major Texas rice-growing counties can remember. Today I talked with Dr. Ted Wilson, AgriLife Research Scientist and Director at the Texas A&M AgriLife Research and Extension Center at Beaumont.
This is the second year in a row where we've had restrictions in three of our counties that grow rice. Wharton, Matagorda, and Colorado counties to the west of Houston. And these restrictions basically eliminate surface water access during the rice-producing season. And for that matter, it eliminates surface water access for other crops as well. But rice is a huge crop in those three counties.
I know you've had some unusual growing conditions as well.
The spring was extremely cool for a long, long period of time, and what this has done has delayed the onset of growth, rapid growth, and it's delayed tillering. And tillers are basically just baby plants that end up producing grain heads, panicles they're also called. It's still unclear what those early cool temperatures will do in terms of yield.
These growing conditions delay maturity of the first crop a couple of weeks. What effect will that have on a return crop?
A really good grower can make up easily a 10-day delay. And the way they do that is how they time their last fertilizer application. It's actually the first fertilizer application for the return crop, but they time it just prior to the harvest of the main crop. And what that does is it helps promote very rapid growth of the return crop.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.